Today's daf, Masechet Pesachim, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim. It's daf Ayin Zayin, and we're holding on the last word of the fifth line. So the last thing that we learned was that the reason that the Mishnah had to mention separately Sirei Rosh Chodeshim is because we could not identify anywhere that it said Mayed. And since the Makor of the Dechiyah of Tuma, the Tzibur, and of doing things on Shabbos, on the Karbonis Tzibur, was based on the Dinam Mayed, and it's only something that's Kavua Laisman, we were wondering, if it wouldn't have been for the Mishnah, we might have thought that you don't even bring the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim B'Tuma or B'Shabbos. So it turns out, says the Gemara, L'Mimra, so what you're saying is that essentially the word Moado has to appear in all of the various Karbonis that were mentioned in the Mishnah. So remember, in the Mishnah we had a list of five separate things that are Boim Betuma, and Lamaisa they were much more than five, because we ended up saying that the Zivche Shalmei Tzibur are a stand-in for all of the Karbonis of the Moyadim of the Yom Tevi, and they were the Eimer, the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Aponim, Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, Seirei Rosh Chodeshim, and then we had another one, which is of course the Karbon Pesach, which is also Ne'echal Betuma as opposed to the other. And of course, this includes the Tamidim of every day, which says Beferish B'Mayadai, and the various Sirei HaRegolim, which are included in the Zivkei Shalmei Tzibur, Kivsiat Seretz. The question is, does it really say B'Mayado on all of those things? I mean, especially the Omer and Shtei Alechem are not even mentioned in Pinchas at all, that we should call them B'Mayado. They're not part of the Musafim. And that's where basically the pasuk says, "Elu tasu l'Hashem b'moadechem." So the Gemara right now is concerned with where does it say moed on things that even aren't mentioned with the rest of the karbanis that are brought as musa. And that answers the Gemara is actually a drasha in the Braita, the Tanur Rabban. You'll notice that it says in the parash of Shor Kesev Ve'ez, where it does mention the dinim of the Eimer and the Shtei Alechem, it says there by Yadaber Moshe es moadei Adonai of Bnei Yisrael. Why? Mata Mudomar. I mean, after all of the various Karbanis in Pinchas, it says, Elu Tasu L'Hashem B'Moadechem. Mata Mudomar. Because the truth is, let's start from the beginning. We have two Karbanis where it says, L'Akriv Li B'Moado. B'Moado, as it says by Pesach. That's only the Karban Tamid and the Karban Pesach. So perhaps, L'Fi Shalala Madnu Elu Tamid V'Pesach, Sh'Neh Ma'bu B'Moado. The only time we know that it says beferish about a particular carbon, b'moado, is the carbon tamid every day, and the carbon pesach. From there we learn b'moado afilo b'shabbat, b'moado afilo b'tum'ah. How do we know the other carbonot zibur minayim? How do we know, for instance, the seirei harigalim? Therefore, shenemar ele tasu l'Hashem b'moadechem, and that includes, in Pinchas, all of the musafim. However, it does not include the Eimer, and the various Karbonis that are brought together with the Eimer, and it does not include the Shtei Alechem, and the Kivsei Atzeret, the Karbonis that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem. How do we know that those are brought even B'Shabbos and even B'Tuma? So how do we know then? Talmud Lomar, that's why it says in Vayikra, in Parshas Emor, Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Adonai B'nei Yisrael, this teaches us, HaKatuv Kav'o Mo'ed Echad V'Chulat. Therefore, we should know, we have all of these various psukim, Mo'adei by the Tamid, Mo'adei by Pesach, Mo'adeichem by the Karbonas Tzibur that are Musafim, and Mo'adei Hashem for the Shtei Alechem and for the Omer and all the various Karbonas that are brought as the Chevas Hayim, but are not Musafim and therefore not mentioned in Pinchas. Now, the question is, why couldn't I learn out from one of them? Why do I need a separate B'mayadai to be matir, the din of bringing it on Shabbos and on Tumah by all of them? Why couldn't I learn out? Give me one example, and I'll say if a korban that's brought by Kenufia, that's brought by a tzibur, it was brought by everybody together, which is the equivalent of a tzibur, and it has a kviyut zman, like a pesach, or like a tummy, if that's brought, so all korbanos like that are brought, Musafi, the Eimer, the Shtei Alechem. Why do I need a mention of three, four separate circuits to tell me all of these things? I'll tell you one. Tzrich. Deika the Rachman Tamid. Let's say what it said Akrivli B'Moado by the Korban Tamid. Havamina, okay. The Korban Tamid is the most Tadir Korban. brought every single day, no matter what. Understand that not only is it a korban that is more tadir than any other, it's also a korban elah. It's kolel al mizbeach. Okay, I understand that the Torah there would be makbid. Don't put it off just because of Tumah. Don't put it off just because of Shabbos. But a Karban Pesach Mela, a Karban Pesach comes once a year. If it turns out to be Tameh, why should I bring it? The Karban Pesach, it's not put Kulay Alam Mizbeach. Why should I bring it if everybody's Tameh? Kamashvalan, even a Karban Pesach. Now, suppose it would have told us a Karban Pesach, would I not have been able to learn out of Kal Vachomer that the Karban Tamid, which is Kolel and it's Tadir, should for sure be Deicha Shabbos and Tumah? No. I would have said that special, the Karban Pesach, is because it's Onush Karet. It's the only Karban that you chayev Karet for not bringing. But a Tamid, the Ein Onush Karet, maybe not. I put it off. Eim Alo. Gamash Malam. Therefore, I need to know that these two cases are both Deicha Shabbos for Tumah. Okay, so tell me these two cases, and I'll learn everything out from them? No. Because E Kata Rachman Hani Tarate. Hava Mina Hani Hu. Both of these korbanos share a very special tzat chomur. And tzat chomur is a tremendous issue because, bepashtus, when you make a common denominator, you are basically proving that we should not look at the specific issues that might have been gorem the problem in each one of these things. So, I mean, tzat chomur seems to be keneged the whole concept of a ma'atzat. Lamaisa, the Rishonim in this case, point out that there is something that the Gemara isn't mentioning, Beferish, that is shared between these two Karbonas. Both Rabbi Natan and the Rabbi Nochanan point out that the Karbon Pesach and the Karbon Tamid were both brought before Har Sinai. And therefore, we can ask from them on the other Karbonas. Okay, we know that there's various approaches to the Rishonim of Tzad Chomor in different areas in which we'll ask specifically Tzat Chomor, where that Tzat Chomor isn't handled by a Matzah. But let's go with that. So in any event, that allows us to look at the Chumrah of each Tzat and say maybe it's Shabbat because of this additional Mitzvah. So Mamela, I can't learn out from that. And that is, namely, if I would try to learn out from one, so I would say that, okay, the Tamid is Tadir, the Kolil, the Pesach is on the Shkoretz, but no other Chobanot Tzibur are like that, so maybe they're not there yet. Tumah or Shabbos. Himalom. Therefore, we need the Pasuk in Pinchas. Hele tasul Hashem b'moadechem to include all of the Korbanot Tzibur. And suppose it had said, Hele tasul Hashem b'moadechem, I would have said, Avamina, that is all of the Korbanot that are brought on the Moadim. Why are they coming? They're coming as a Kapora on Yisrael. So we know the Gemara, when we have the Mishnah and Shuas, defines what each one of those karbonis is mechaper on. But the point is that karbonis that are brought for kapora are certainly very chomor. The Torah doesn't want us to be missing our kapora. But to say that therefore we should bring the karbon eimer, even if everybody's tamei, wait. So you won't be matir the chodash until a day later. What would be the big deal? And the truth is, of course, if you don't bring the eimer, the day is matir. And you won't bring the new karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash until after you bring the Shtei HaLechem. So it's a big deal, you'll wait another couple of days. So they're only coming lahatir bi'amaninu. Maybe they're not going to be deicha. Lo, kamash malan, therefore comes along the posik v'yedaber Moshes mo'adei Hashem el b'nei Yisrael to teach me even the Omer the Shtei HaLechem. And on the other hand, suppose it would have said v'yedaber Moshes mo'adei Hashem to tell me the Omer and Shtei HaLechem are deicha. Would I have been able necessarily to learn from there that all of the Musafim are Deicha? No. Because Ikata Rachman Omer Vishte Alechem Lechudayu, I would have thought to myself, you know what? Maybe Adarabah. Maybe the way to look at it is exactly the opposite. That the Torah wants me to bring the Omer and Shte Alechem even Bituma. That's because they're very powerful Korbanas, that they serve as a heter for Chodash. The Shtei Alechem is also Matir Chodosh in the Beis HaMikdash. The Omer is Matir Chodosh in general. Avol Hanach, but other Korbanos are not going to be Deichetz in the Tumah. Kamash Malan, now we know all of the Korbanos, Hatzibur, and the Korban Pesach, and also the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, are all Deichetz, Shabbos, and Tumah. Now, here we get into a fascinating issue. We're about to start something new. The Mishnah said that there are five examples of karbonis, and we figured out that it means a lot more than five, because it includes all of the musafim, where even if we bring the karbon betuma, we are not allowed to eat it, betuma. Now the problem is, that means that we are going to be zoreik the dam, and we're not going to be really throwing out the meat, basically. That, unfortunately, seems to cause problems if you hold that we only do zrikas hadam when we are allowed, in fact, to be either makriv or to eat the meat. Now the question is, would that be the case of these korbanos? So we have a famous machlokas about whether we can bring the dam for zrika even where we don't have anything for the dam to be matir, because the dam is makaper, or whether we only bring the dam if we're going to be matir something with the dam. You remember that machlokas from Zvachim, and the very fact that the Mishnah says that we will go ahead and be zorek the dam betuma, but we will not eat the basar betuma, seems to lead to a problem in that sheet. And that's what the Gemara wants to use our Mishnah to clarify. Now the reality is that there are many, many different issues involved here. The Gemara is taking for granted some level of familiarity with the different issues, and it's also making assumptions about what the din is about those issues. So let's examine them one by one. Sofua, first of all, we made an assumption that everybody holds, unless you know Beferish otherwise, that the Kulei Alma Tum'ah Dechuyahu B'Tzibur. Now there are two different approaches to the din of bringing a korban Tzibur B'Tumah. Is this that the Torah did not say the whole din of Tumah when it comes to a tzibur? Or did the Torah say, look, if there's no choice, let's bring it betuma anyway? There are many differences, lahalacha. For instance, if you hold that tuma is hutra completely, you won't even bother asking a kohen that's tar to do the maisa of the avoda. You'll say, why do I need somebody tar? There's no difference between someone tar and someone tummy. It's all the same. Furthermore, if tuma is hutra but tzibur not dukhuya, I don't need for the Kohen Gadol to be using the tzitz to be meratza on the dam, which happens when I have dam that was tameh. In this case, the tumah is simply doesn't register. It's irrelevant if tumah is utra. On the other hand, if tumah is dechuya, I need the tzitz to be meratza. Now that's our first assumption, is that tumah is dechuya betzibor. We'll see why we make that assumption. Another assumption that we make is that if it's the chuyah betzibur, and certainly it will then be boy tzitz l'ratzot, because the Torah doesn't want you to bring it to tumah, but we're willing to go ahead and accept it because the tzitz is merat. Okay, so the reason I'm making this assumption is because the l'katana de shamat le'yamat tumah hutra betzibur elul Rabbi Yehuda. We have never found anybody who seems to hold that tumah is hutra betzibur other than Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. Tzitz, and where do we see this? From another machlokas. Does the Kohen Gadol have to be wearing the tzitz for it to do its job of ritzoi? But if the tzitz is hanging, let's say, on a hook while he uses the bathroom or goes to sleep or whatever, it's not meratzah? Or is just the existence of the tzitz meratzah? So this is a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon says the tzitz is always meratzah. Ben sheyeshlo mitzcho, ben shein lo mitzcho. It's meratze, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no way. Odeyu al mitzcho meratze. If it's on his forehead, then it works. But ein odeyu al mitzcho, if it's not connected to the Kohen Gadol, then the tzitz is not a kli that works on its own. It works through the mind of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore would not be meratze. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you think that the Kohen needs to be wearing it if a Kohen Gadol be Yom HaKippurim Yochiyar? Does the Kohen Gadol wear a tzitz on Yom Kippur? No, because the tzitz only is worn as part of the Shmoneh Begadim. And on Yom HaKippurim, there's only four Begadim, even for a Kohen Gadol, because he wears Bigdei Lavan. Bigdei Lavan does not include the tzitz. And yet, if something goes wrong with the karbonos that are brought for Yom HaKippurim, nonetheless, it's meratzah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, nonsense. The reason that it doesn't need to be worn is because all the karbonot of Yom HaKippurim are karbonot tzibur. Why would you even need the tzitz? So hanach Yom HaKippurim Shetuma who tried the Tzibur, which means that this is Rabbi Yehuda's Kiddush, but that normatively we would not assume that Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibur. We would have assumed that Tuma is only Dechuya B'Tzibur. And Tosis points out that the reason that Rabbi Shimon's an individual opinion, Rabbi Yehuda's an individual. Why are we looking at it? Why is one more what we would have assumed than the other? And Tosis points out that we have many other Shitot, especially we have Rabbi Yossi and Imuko Imo. And therefore, we know that we would paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and since Rabbi Yehuda is the only one that seems to argue, there would be no basis of paskining that Tuma would Shuvat Zibor. That's what we thought.
Why would they say that since there are moments in the universe when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitzit, so it ends that way, so then that would be
Ratzah. Because it has to be Maratzah B'Shah that we're bringing it. It's not Maratzah, some magical thing. If he did the Avodah, then it's too late. It can't be retroactively Maratzah. Okay, so what does this mean? The Kvalda Rabbi Shimon Tzavar, since Rabbi Shimon tried to prove his case from the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, obviously he holds Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. Okay, that was assumption number one. Assumption number two is that the Kulei Alma Ein Hatzitz Meratzeh Al Achilot. Furthermore, the question of the Tzitz being Meratzeh, is the Tzitz Meratzeh on Dam that is Tameh, or is it even Meratzeh on the meat of a korban that was Tameh, and allow you to actually eat the meat?
What a problem with the meat, it's a problem with the blood.
What? Yeah, no, it wouldn't matter. Whatever the case is. Is the tzitz meratzah on Basar also that was meat? Because, why do we assume that the tzitz is not meratzah on Achila, and the tzitz is only meratzah on Dam? Because the only person that we know of, the Lekatana, the Shamat Lidomar Tzitz Meratzah al Achila, the only one that we know of that holds that the tzitz is also Maratza on Bosar Tameh is Rebbe Eliezer. The Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Omer Hatzitz Meratzeh Al Achilot. It even is Maratza on Bosar, not only on Dan. Rebbe Yossi Omer Ein Hatzitz Meratzeh Al Achilot. Now, given these two assumptions, we run into a problem. Because our Mishnah says that we have five korbanot, in which we will bring them betuma, but we will not eat them betuma. But that means that we were zerek the dam, even though the only thing that tzitz was meratzah on was the dam. But you're not supposed to be, at least according to Rabbi Yoshua, you're not supposed to be zerek dam unless the dam does its job. And here the dam is not doing its job. To neima matmitin deloka Rabbi Yoshua. This seems to disprove Rabbi Yoshua Shita Ditanya. It says in the Torah, V'asita olotecha habasar v'hadam. Note that the Torah puts together the asiya of the Eila in terms of both the basar of the Eila and the dam of the Eila. Says Rabbi Yeshua, so what does that tell you? It tells you that they're linked. Himein dam, ein basar, himein basar, ein dam. You cannot bring a korban Eila by being zerik dam if there's no basar there. And you cannot bring basar of the Eila if you don't have dam to be zerik. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. It's not completely interrelated. You can bring dam even though there is no basar. Albeit basar, of course, requires dam to be matirit to the mizbeach, but the dam is mechaper on its own, and it works perfectly well without the basar, in which case, what is the problem of doing the zrikas adam, even though I don't have any basar to be matir? It's no big deal. I'll prove it to you from the pasuk, because since the pasuk also says, v'dam zivachecha yishafeh, so dam zivachecha yishafeh implies without basar. So the pasuk begins, v'asita olotecha habasar v'adam, almizbach Hashem alokecha. You say that that means that they're interrelated. So why does it continue to say v'dam zivachecha yishafeh? Mashma, in any event, even if there's no basar, dam zivachecha yishafeh. Therefore, I say they are not linked. Uma ani mikayem v'asita lotecha basar v'adam. So why then did the Torah link these two concepts, basar v'adam, in the korban ha'ilah? Not to tell you that if there's no basar, there's no dam, but to tell you that in the same way that the mitzvah of dam is to throw it on the mizbeach, so dam is rikata dam, only by a korban chatas, you put it on your finger, you touch your finger to the mizbeach. But by the korban eila and the zvachim of shlomi, you throw it from the cup onto the mizbeach. And therefore, it's to tell you a tremendous chiddush that basar has to be thrown onto the mizbeach. And basar is not put onto the Mizbeach, which leads to some very important changes in the actual construction of the Mizbeach. The meat is being thrown. How do you throw it? The concept of thrown is not the question of with what energy it gets there. It's that it has to cross over an airspace between where you let it go and when it gets to the Mizbeach. The problem is that the Kevesh and Mizbeach have the same Kedusha. Where the heck is the airspace? Huh? What does this teach you? If Ma Dam Bizrika Af Basar Bizrika, it teaches you that Lul Katan Havei Omer, Lul Katan Yesh Ben Kevesh LeMizbeach. There's got to be a gap. Watch that gap. The gap is there in order to allow you to throw the basar over the airspace of the gap to be Mekayim Zrikas HaBasar, just like Zrikat Adam.
When you throw down, there's by definition not a gap.
You're standing on the floor. How would there not be a gap?
No, because once the dam gets there, it's continuous flow. So
that doesn't matter, but the act is an act of Zrika and the continuous flow. You're holding something in a cup, you throw it through the air, and it touches the Mizbeach. Rabbayah. So you see, from here, there's space. That's what it's for, but there's no linkage. Now, we are going to first, for a while, clarify the sheet of Rabbi Yoshua. And only at the very end of clarifying the Shita will we get to the problem. The problem is obvious. If Rabbi Yeshua is right, then how to learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying, bring a carbon, only dam, and don't eat it. Then we're being zarek to dam for nothing. Fine. Well, let's go gradually to first understand the machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. So we have now popped down one level into this machlokas, and we're going to pop back up at the end. And of course, we're going to have a series of pops as we keep going. So please try to keep your mind on what level of the discussion we are at. So far, we've made a couple of assumptions. The din of Tuma, that it's Vechuya, not Hutra. The din of the Tzitz, that the Tzitz is actually only Maratz on Dam. In order to get to those two things, we had to also pop down a level. We then came back up twice. Now, we're going once again into a discussion of what the machlokas is between Rebbe Shua and Rebbe Eliezer. Please bear with me as we go down a level again. Ask the Gemara, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, what do you do with the fact that the Torah repeated the dam zivachecha yishafech, as if to say, do not make the mistake of thinking what you thought, that the two are linked. No, dam zivachecha yishafech, no matter what. Says Rabbi Yeshua, what do you mean, what do I do with it? You didn't read the end of the pasuk. A lot of fancy footwork there. The pasuk, yeah, the end of the pasuk is dam zivachecha yishafech avizbach Hashem elokecha v'habasar tochel. So again, it's saying throw the dam if there's basar to be tochel. No, where do you get the idea that you would be able to be marba from here to be zerik the dam even if there's no basar to be tochel? So you were playing a little game over there. Haktiv gabeva basar tochel. So wait a minute. The Torah is not repeating the same idea twice. I don't understand. So why do I need two pesukim? Telling me the first part says asita olotecha basar v'adam, and the second part says the same thing. V'adam zivachecha yishafech v'abasar tochel. I need to know twice. Trei kroi lomeli. No, one second. Asita olotecha abasar v'adam. That's about a carbon oil. Then it says dam zivachecha. That refers to carbon shlami. Yishafech v'abasar tochel. I need to know that on both of those there is a linkage between the basar and the dam. Because look, if the Torah v'tzricha, suppose the Torah had only said v'asita olotecha basar v'adam, I would have said, well, of course, an eilah is very chomer. The basar is burnt entirely on the mizbeach, so it's very important. If you don't have the basar, then you can't be zerik the dam. But when you're talking about zvachecha, which are shlamim, no, so maybe the Torah isn't makpid if there's no basar. Avo shlamim delocha miriyem alo. On the other hand, suppose it had only said v'dam zivachecha, referring to shlomim yishafech v'abasar tochel, I would have said, aha, that's why the Torah is makbin on a korban shlomim bedavke adarav, because a korban shlomim, the whole point of a korban shlomim is that it has in it part for HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavayochel on the mizbeach and part for humans. So the whole, that's why it's called a korban shlomim. It shares. So that's the point. If the whole point is sharing, so the Torah says, if you're not going to have any basar to share, that don't bring the karma, so don't be zarek the dam. But when it comes to the oila, anyway, it all goes to the mizbeach. So maybe there, as long as I have the dam for the mizbeach, what's so bad if I don't bring the basar? Therefore, I need to know both of these. There I would say, kamash malam. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, according to Rabbi Yoshua. So indeed, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, why was he playing games with us to say v'dam zivachecha yishafech, and he pretended it didn't say v'abasar tochel at the end? What does he do with that abasar tochel? Amalecha, says Rebbe Eliezer, no, that's not what it means. That means dam zivachecha yishafech first, and only then can you eat the meat. That's what's coming to say. That in a case where you weren't zerik the dam, you cannot eat the basar yet. V'ein abasar mutar ba'achila. So we need to know that the dam is a matir for the basar. Oh, that's a good point, Rebbe Eliezer. But if you agree that that's what it's teaching, how do you know that it's teaching more than that? In other words, you're agreed that the pasuk has to tell me that I need dam in order to eat the basar because the dam is the matir. And you're claiming, but it's also teaching me that dam zvachacha yishafech, even if there is no basar. Where do you get that from? Maybe it's all coming to tell me exactly what you just said. First be zarek the dam, then to eat the meat. But the Torah in the beginning of the pasuk already said habasar v'adam, meaning that they're linked. Where do you get the idea that you can use the last part of the pasuk to undo the meaning of the linkage in the first part of the pasuk? Because I'll tell you why. Ema kulu lachudiyata. Maybe it's all coming to tell me what you just said. How do you know that you have a right to unlink the dam and the basar? Amalakha, I'll tell you. Because if you were right that it's just coming to tell me that din, then it should have maintained the parallel with the beginning of the pasuk. What was the beginning of the pasuk? Habasar vehadam. Suppose you had said over here, habasar tochel vedam zivachecha yishafech, not yishpoch. Yishpoch would have been poured out after habasar tochel. Yishafech would have made it very clear, assuming that the dam had been yishafech. The very fact that you turned it around is to tell me that dam zivachecha yishafech, come hell or high water, I don't care about whether there's basar. Now, the question is, when can you eat the basar? That's only after habasar tochel, after dam zivachecha yishafech. So, let's see that inside. Im kei nichtov rachmana habasar tochel, and then dam zivachecha yishafech, which would have been the same as the opening of the pasuk, kirechti bereisha, v'yasita olotecha habasar v'adam. Why did you twist it around to be makdim the dam to the basar? Aha! Therefore, it must be teaching me, dam doesn't need basar. Shema min adam afal pisha in sham basar. And meanwhile, it's also teaching me that Shema Minat Shein Abasur Mutar Ba'Achila Ad Sheyizarek Hadam. Now, why does Rabbi Yoshua not think that that is the more reasonable drasha and use it to tell me that Ein Habasar Mutar Ba'Achila Ad Sheyizarek Hadam? Why does he think it's more reasonable to use the second part of the pasuk to tell me that the linkage of Eilaisecha Basar V'Adam was for Eila, and this is the same linkage for Shlomi? I mean, what Rebbe Eliezer pointed out about the order is very meaningful. Perhaps indeed it's coming to tell me that it's there to teach that the Dam is the matter of the Basar. Says Rebbe Yeshua, of course it's not coming to tell me that. Any fool knows that, even if it wouldn't appear in the pasuk. Because it's an obvious kal v'chomer. The fact that ein habasar mutar ba'achila ad sheyizarek hadam is a kal v'chomer. Let me point out to you what we're all agreed about. Supposing you do not have any emurim of the karma. Something happened to the emurim. They got lost. They were never put on the mizbeach. If there are no emurim, what would happen to the basar? You'd go right ahead and eat it. And we learned that out of a pasuk. And there's nothing that's in Zvachim, there's no connection between requiring a murim and eating basar. The emurim are not a matir of the basar. Yet, the halacha is that if the emurim exists, you must first bring the emurim before eating the basar. Now, what that means is that if emurim, when they don't even exist, they've been lost, they became tummy, whatever, you're not going to be able to bring them on the mizbeach. They are not ma'akev the basar. But where they do exist, ki'itnuhu, they are ma'akid, dam, where it does not exist at all, it is certainly ma'akev. That there's nobody argues on that, because everybody agrees if there's no dam, there's no basa. The only question is whether if there's no basa, is there dam? Because the only point of the carbon was etched becoming for the kapor and the reetzer, which is only achieved by the dam. There's no carbon. If there's no dam, there's nothing to discuss about basa. So if the dam is not there, you are not going to be able to eat the basa. Obviously, if the dam is there, you can't eat the basa without bringing the dam. So what do I need a pusik for? Therefore, I say to myself, so what is this pusik fear for? Aha, must be coming to link for zvachim, not only for olot, baser vedam, QED. Perfect. Yeah, that's a pretty good point. No, says Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a good point at all. Because, of course, it's a kavachomer. I agree it's a kavachomer, but so what? Milta da'atib a kavachomer, tarach v'katav lakra. We often find that the Torah teaches us things in a pusik, even though I would have been able to derive it from a Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Yoshua, doesn't he agree that that's the case? Yes, I do agree. However, Kol Eichad Ikel Midrash Tarshinan. We only say that as the court of last resort. If there's any message to be learned from the Pasuk, that comes first. See, if Ikel Midrash, if you have a good drasha, and boy do I have a good drasha. If you have a good drasha, you use it. Okay. Anyway, now we understand the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua. Let us please pop up to our first question. Now, Hashta, now we're back up. Lema Mati, the Dalek Rabbi Yoshua. That's what I pointed out. That if Rabbi Yoshua really believes that there's a linkage between the Dam and the Basa, he says that the Kivan de Omar be'inan tartar. He says you need Dam and Basa. And furthermore, our assumption was that the Tzitz is not Meratzon Achilas. So how could the Mishnah say, bring the Korban Betuma, but don't eat it? If I don't eat it, I don't bring it. So it must be that Rabbi Yoshua is not consistent with the Mishnah. Hechi ati betuma. No, now wait a minute. You've been talking about the tzitz being maratza on basa. That's on achila. But what about on the emurim? I mean, Rabbi Yoshua's shita is that you need something. He didn't say you need to be able to have basa for eating. As long as the dam is being matir, either basa for achila, or a kezias of emurim that you're going to be putting on the mizbeach, it's fine. What's your problem? Rabbi Eliezer may hold that the tzitz is not meratza on achilot. However, he holds that the tzitz, kasover Rabbi Yoshua, tzitz meratza al ha'olim. That if you're putting something of the emurim on the mizbeach, so what's the problem? The Mishnah said you don't eat it. If Mishnah didn't say you don't bring it on the mizbeach, you don't bring it on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Yoshua says that's fine. So then you're being zerik the dam to bring it on the mizbeach. So everything's okay? No, everything is not okay. Because two out of the five cases do not have anything put on the mizbeach at all. The Omer and the Shtei Alechem don't have anything put on the mizbeach. So it's all very nice to talk about, yes, the case of the Tamid, and the Sirei Rosh Chadashim, and the Kivsei Atzeret. But how are you going to explain away the fact that if the Tzitz is not Meratza on Achilles, that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem are brought, but they are not eaten? How do you explain that? Because in the Zvachim, you do have Olim, you have the Emurim. But what about the Omer and the Shtei Alechem? There's nothing at all that will be put on the Mizbeach other than the Dam itself. The Dam being the Kemetz, obviously. That is the Dam when it comes to a Mincha. So, Ma'ik al-Meimar, why are we putting the Kemetz on the Mizbeach if we are not going to eat it? Amri, Ki Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Nami, Rabbi Yonatan. Where did Rabbi Yeshua say there's a linkage? Read the Pasuk. Blood. I never heard of a bleeding Omer. So therefore, the only time he said that it's going to be linked is Vachim. Where did he ever say that it has to be linked for Minachot? So therefore, everything works out perfectly. There's Vachim elements in the Mishnah, even though the Basar isn't eaten, but they have a Murim that are Eilin on the Mizbeah. And Rabbi Yoshua is Meideh that I'm Zarek the Dam for Eilin. And that the Tzitz is Meratz on Eilin, even cases of Tumah. The other two cases, where there are no Olim, the Torah never said was linked in the first place. So what's the problem? Everything works out fine, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yoshua. And now pop down for a minute into the question of, but is that true? Is it true that Rabbi Yoshua does not link Minachot and he only links Vachim? Ubi Minachot lo amar, that's not. Nitme'u shi'areh, avdu shi'areh. Here the Mishnah says in Minachot, if the Shiarei HaMincha were tame, or if the Shiarei HaMincha were lost, any mincha. According to the Mida of Rebbe Eliezer, who does not see any linkage between Basar V'dam, he doesn't see any linkage between Kemetz and Shirayim, but that's the same thing. Basar V'dam is basically Shirayim V'Kemetz. So according to him, the mincha will still be kosher. However, says Beferish the Mishnah, Kimidat Rebbe Yoshua, Pesula. For God's sake, you can't get a clearer statement than that, that the same linkage that exists between Zvachim, between Dam and Basar, exists by Mincha between Kemetz and Shirayim. There you go. What are you telling me? I should ignore the Mishnah? It says Kimidas Rabbi Yeshua. Well, it says sort of Kimidas Rabbi Yeshua. Not exactly Midas Rabbi Yeshua. Sort of like Rabbi Yeshua. So, it's Kimidat Rabbi Yeshua, that is to say, in the sense that Beina Tarte, but of course Rabbi Yeshua himself only said that about Zvachim, but it's not really like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua limited it to Zvachim, and the Tana of our Mishnah extended it to Menachot. So Dila Rabbi Yeshua b'Zvachim Omar, b'Menachot lo Omar, but this Tana of the Mishnah in Menachos that says, Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, it would be possible, he holds that that applies afilo to Menachos. Well, says the Gemara, how convenient. You have manufactured a Tana that happens to hold like Rabbi Yeshua, just a little bit better than Rabbi Yeshua. Does this Tana have a name? Has this Tana ever shown up anywhere in Shas? Huh? Nobody ever heard of him. I doubt his existence. So what's his name? Umanu Haitana. Who exactly is this Tana? The Koi Kavase, who holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's linked to Gabe Zvachim, but he's Machmer just a little bit more than him, and he holds it's also linked to Menachot. And if you want to be stubborn about it and pretend he exists, look, do I have to spell it out for you? Here's a brighter that says clearly that Rabbi Yeshua holds exactly the same thing by Menachos. Listen to this brighter. Omer Rabbi Yossi, now, this is a rather funny Rabbi Yossi. We have to ignore what he's saying, because what he's saying is obviously meant to be a Zen Kun. So it doesn't make any sense. But at least it does point out to the fact that Rabbi Yeshua definitely held what he held Lagabi Menachos. Because what Rabbi Yossi said was, now again, please suspend all logic and rationality, but what Rabbi Yossi says is, you know, I really agree, Ro'e Ani Et Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, when it comes to Menachos and Zvachim, but I really hold of Rabbi Yeshua when it comes to Zvachim and Menachos. You see, I hold of Rebbe Eliezer when it comes to Zvachim, who says, look, be Zerek that Dam, even though there's no Basar. Of course, I also hold like Rabbi Yeshua b'Zvachim, who says, if there's no Dam, there's no Basar. If there's no Basar, there's no Dam. Now, I also am a great fan of Rebbe Eliezer Shita b'Menachos. Shaya Omer, take that Kemetz without any Shirayim. But I also think Rabbi Yeshua is right in Menachos, who says, if there's no Shirayim, there's no Kemetz, you know. Im ein Kemetz ein Shirayim, im ein Shirayim ein Kemetz. Forgetting about now what Nirvana Rabbi Yossi is attempting to lead us to, which we'll see later on, but ignoring that for a minute, it's clear, and he says openly, that Rabbi Yeshua himself definitely holds by Menachos exactly what he holds by Zvachim. Tomorrow we'll see what the meaning is in Rabbi Yossi. It definitely seems to be very contradictory. So it's clear, therefore, that your answer about the Mishnah cannot be usable. You were claiming that we can address the problem of how the Mishnah allows Akrova Bituma when it comes to Zvachim, Aliba de Rabbi Yeshua, because the tzitz is Baratza al Oilin, even if it's not going to be eaten. And there's no problem with the case of the Omer and the Shtei Alecha, because those are Menachos, and Rabbi Yeshua never linked Menachos. Now we see that's not true. He does link Menachos. You need to have a Kemetz only where there is Shirayim. So now, can we please attempt another answer? How does the Mishnah work Aliba de Rabbi Yeshua? Okay. I think, therefore, that our original assumptions have to be looked at again. The original assumption is that the tzitz is not meratza on achilas. Apparently, Rabbi Yeshua holds that the tzitz is meratza on achilas. The tzitz is meratza on achilas. Then why did the Mishnah say that if something happens to the boss, to the shirayim, so why does it say, kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible if it became tame? It's not possible because the tzitz is meratza. Well, that part wasn't going on the tummy. It was going on if it was lost, if it was burned. That's all. It didn't mean the tummy part. Well, but it says tummy. Yes, it says tummy, but the tummy part, maybe that was meant only on Liba de Rebbe Eliezer. Well, no. Nitma Lamankata de Rebbe Eliezer. Obviously, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it doesn't work. Cheetah. In Hashti Yeshlomer, Ovud Vesorov, there's no point in mentioning Toma, Tuma Liba de Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds that even if it's completely gone from the world, it was burned up, it's lost. What does he say? Nonetheless, go ahead and bring the Kemetz, right? No Shirayim at all. So I need to know what he holds by Tameh? Obviously, the Tameh is, at least it's here, it's extant. Kosher came. The Itam, boy, I need a Mishnah to tell me that Kemidas Rebbe Eliezer, it would be kosher. The only point of the Mishnah is to tell me that even Tuma, where it's still here, is Kemidat Rebbe Yoshua, it's possible. So don't try to tell me this business about the tzitz being maratza on Achilas, because then why I leave the Rebbe Yeshua is impossible. Not to mention the unfortunate fact to you that Tanya Rebbe Yeshua Omer Kol Azivachim Sheba Torah Bein Shnitma Basar V'Chelev Kayach. Wherever you have a problem, let's say the meat is tamei, but the chelev to put on the mizbeach is not, or the chelev is tamei, but the meat is not. There's no problem, you could be Zarek the Don. But if both of them are Tameh, then what? Nitmu Tarvayu? No. No Don. Why no Don? I thought you said that Tzitz is Maratza and Achila. So if the Tzitz is Maratza and Achila, why cannot be Zarek the Don? So everything that you tell me about Rabbi Yeshua Shita, you're making up. So this isn't the answer. You're going to tell me now. So Alma, Kasav, Rabbi Yeshua, in a Tzitz Maratza. Lo alo, leave lo ala achilot. Because if I had either of them to bring, then there should be no problem with going ahead and doing the Zrika. Okay. Here's what I say. Le'olah Rabbi Yoshua, this Braita, yes, is Rabbi Yoshua, you're right. But it's not a problem. There's a difference between Lechatchila and Bidiyavad. I mean, you're trying to tell me I should bring a Lechatchila. Rabbi Yoshua says we don't bring a Lechatchila. But if you did bring it Bidiyavad, then only Bidiyavad, he would say that the tzitz is maratza. Siki am Rabbi Yoshua Lechatchila. Bidiyavad lo. And what makes you think that it's possible to utilize the tzitz that has a Bidiyavad, that he holds as a difference? Binat Tamra, show me. The Shani Leila Rabbi Yoshua Ben Lechatchila Lediyavad. Prove it to you. The Tanya. Nitma basar, o shenifsal, o sheyatzar chutz lekilayim. If something happens to the meat, it became tamei, or it became posel through a tful yom, it's not technically tamei, but it's nifsal, or it was yetzei, Rebbe Eliezer says, so what? Bizarek the dam. Rebbe Yeshua says, do not bizarek the dam. Now watch this. Umode Rebbe Yeshua, that if you did the zrika, then it's merat kurza. Okay, so what do you see? You see that he holds there's a difference between Lechatchila and Bidiyavad. If it was Nizrak, it's Wurtza anyway. So that's my answer. Yeah? Well, that's a heck of an answer, and I'll tell you why your answer is no good, okay? A, Chodah. It says Psula. Last I heard, Psula is the word that we use for Bidiyavad. And that was the Lashon of the Mishnah. Aliba, Rabbi Yeshua, Psula. So don't tell me that we're talking about only Lechatchila. Psula means Bidiyavad. Furthermore, what's the lashon in our Mishnah? Chamisha devarim ba'im betuma ve'einan ne'echalim betuma. Ba'im. Is that lechatchila or is that bidiyavad? That's about as lechatchila as you can get. And you're trying to tell me that the way that the Mishnah will work out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, is because it means if it was there, if it was done, then it's okay. But the Mishnah doesn't talk about if. The Mishnah tells you up front what to do. Ba'im. You're supposed to bring it. So how does it work out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua? Well, okay, I take it all back, all right? And this is how Rashi learns this piece. Ela lo kasha. What we're going to have to say is that actually Tuma is Hutra Betzibur. The Mishnah was talking about Betzibur, and over there there's no problem even Lechatchila. And the Braita was talking about a Yachid, in which case we're only talking about Bidiyavad. So everything makes perfectly sense. Ela lo kasha. Can be Yachid. Kan Bitzibur. Now Tosfos says that is not an acceptable pshat, and I'm sure it's troubling you as well. You can't suddenly flip your original assumption unless you say you're flipping it. Just before we flipped our assumption about tzitz maratza l'achilas, right? So we said Ella, we were wrong. Actually, Rabbi Yeshua, tzitz is maratza l'achilas. Fine, then we showed that that's not true. But what happened to the Ella? What happened to the words, we were wrong? Actually, Tuma is Utra Betzibur. Where does it say that? Now, obviously, we haven't switched our assumption about Tuma being Utra Betzibur. It's still the Chuya Betzibur. So if that's the case, how do we explain the difference? Yes, exactly. The Gemara would have said so. I mean, to say that this is the way you tell me, Ela Lokasha Kam B'Yochi Kam B'Tzibur Mamela, I'm supposed to figure out, and therefore, even though for the past hour we've been assuming that Tuma is Tuya and not Utra, all of a sudden we're deciding, and yes, of course, that means Tuma is Utra. It's just not acceptable. Therefore, Tosfos says that cannot be the Pshat at all. The Pshat is, of course, Tuma is Tuya B'Tzibur. And the point is that we're going back to what we said before. The Tzitz is Maratza on Achilles. It's just that the Rabbanan don't allow you to be Zerek in a Yachid, a case of a Yachid. The Rabbanan don't want bringing a Karban that is going to rely on the Tzitz. That's the point. So B'Tzibur, they weren't Geiser, and the Tzibur is Boyin L'Chatchila. But we haven't changed our difference, because since Midiraita, a Yachid can also be Zerek, and it's only the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan were not mimed their thing about this. A Yochid Betuma. What then, and this is a very important point, what then is the nafkamina between a Yochid and a Tzibur if the Tzitz is Baratza anyway, and you hold that Tuma is Dechuya? So then it turns out, according to what Tosfos is saying, they're exactly the same thing. It's just that in one the Rabbanan made a Gzeir and the other Rabbanan didn't make a Gzeir. That's crazy. That runs against every circuit that we've ever had. You can't say that Tuma is really Dechuya B'Yochid and not Dechuya B'Tzibur, because we're really relying on Ritzur Tzitz, and when it comes to the Tzibur, it's exactly the same thing, that we also need Ritzui Tzitz. Therefore, Tosfos points out, both at the beginning of the sugya and here, there is something that the Gemara is pushing to the side. Because in a case where the person is tummy and not the korban, the tzitz has nothing to do with anything. Suppose all the kohanim are tumeim, there's no Ritzui Tzitz on Tumas Adam. The Ritzui Tzitz is Tumas Adam, or on Tumas Basar if you hold it's Maratza al Achilas, or on Eilin if you hold the Tzitz and Maratza on Eilin. How the heck, asks Tosfos, can the Gemara justify the assumption that you need Ritzui Tzitz if Tuma is only the Chuya B'Tzibur, if there's no din of Ritzui Tzitz on a Tzibur with a Kohanim or Altamim? So apparently, Tuma, the Chuya B'Tzibur doesn't require Ritzui Tzitz. That's a question he leaves open. So I don't know why the Gemara thinks that by definition, if it's Tuya, we need Ritzui. Okay, you could see an approach to that, but in any event, that would be the clear-cut difference. By a tzibur, and only by a tzibur, if the kayin is tameh, he's makrid. For a yachid, absolutely not. So it's true that midiraita, there's no difference between a yachid and a tzibur, according to this sugya, if you're relying on ritzui tzitz, it's only a derabana. But the main idea of tumah hutra betzibur is, of course, the din that we learn out from Pesach Sheni, where Vayu Anashim Shayu Tmeim LeNefesh Adam was referring to people, the Bailim Ritmeim, the Kayanim Ritmeim, wasn't referring to the Karbanis being Tami, or no Karbanis Tami in the Midbar there. And therefore, really, this Osug is an offshoot of the main halacha of tumah dechuya betzibur. Lovely. Thank you very much for your patience. We actually have 3 minutes. Apologies on Rosh Hashanah.
The problem comes up on the 10th of book, not on the 9th of book. So how do we get to Shabbat? Says Abai, that's the Pesach means Kara Alayim Mo'ed, the Yibor Basolai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ma'aber, the Chodesh of Tammuz of that year, so that it came out on Tisha B'Av. So that the Meraglim should fall on Tisha B'Av, which is the Zman that's Miyuchat for the Chiyah. So meanwhile, you see that what do you call the Moed? Rosh Chodesh. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goring, that they were Korei Moed. So you see that Moed refers to Rosh Chodesh as well. The Memra, the Kulu, mi Moed also. You mean to say that all of the dinim of Korbanos that are Doche, Shabbos, and Tumah are derived from the word Moed? Minanimi, like where do we see Moed applying to all of these? It's not. Why does it have to tell us, like Aver Moshe back in Emor, it talks about the various Moadim, plus it mentions over there, in a sense, inconsistently, it mentions the Omer and the Shtei Halachim. Most of you were up here on Shabbos, remember this discussion. The other Korbanos aren't mentioned. Only the Korban Omer and Shtei Halachim. All of the Kabbalah's Umbos are only mentioned in Pinchas. So why do we have a Vayidabu Moshe's Moadei Hashem there? It says to me, because the Fishalola Madel, the Tamid, the Pesach, Shinemar, Bahu, Bumoad. The only time it says Bumoado on a specific carbon is the carbon Tamid and the carbon Pesach. So from there we learn on those two carbonas, Bumoado Afilu B'Shabbos, Bumoado Afilu B'Tumah, Shar carbonas Tzibun Inai. How do we know the other carbonas? Well, Shinemar Elu Tassu L'Hashem B'Moadechem, which appears by the parshas HaMusafim in Pinchas. So it says about all of the Musafim, B'Moadechem. But the Omer and Ishtei Alechem are not Musafim. So how would we know Moed on Omer v'Shtei Alechem? Minayin l'Rabbis Omer v'Akarev Imo, Omer and the Korbonos that are brought with the Omer, Shtei Alechem v'Akarev Imo, and the Shtei Alechem and the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur that are brought with the Shtei Alechem, how do we know that they are Doka Shabbos? Therefore we need also in Parsha Zemor v'Yidaber Moshe Tzmodei Hashem Abnei Yisroel to tell me that HaKosov Kovo Moed Echad L'Kulam, that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem have a din of Moed. So the Kol Hani Lomeli, why can't I learn one out from the other? Well, I need so many B'moados to tell me separately Tamid and Pesach and also the Musafim and then the Omer and the She'alechem. Can't we learn out the principle that a Korban Tzibur is Belcher from one? No, says Gemara, no. Because of Akhman and Tamid, suppose the Torah only said B'moado by Tamid. So how about Mina Tamid came Tadir B'Kalil? Maybe the Korban Tamid, which comes every day, so it's Chom. And it's also Korban Oila, which is brought entirely on the Mizbeach. So I understand why that's Dovashah. Avo Pesach Lo, Korban Pesach comes once a year, and it's eaten by the Bible. So why should that be Dovashah? It's Kamash Kulon, and even a Pesach. So maybe you'll learn from Pesach? No, because I want a Pesach. I would say, Korban Pesach, of course it's Dovashah. Shuanush Koros. Someone doesn't bring a Korban Pesach Sky of Koros. It's not true about any other Korban in the world. So it's a very, very important Korban. So the Torah says it should be Dovashah. Avo tummy the ain onush karas emalo, kamash mlan, that even the tummy. So now you say, okay, so now I have tummy and pesach, let me learn everything out of there. No. Bezikas rachmana hani karte, havamina hani or yeshram sat chamur. These two share the fact that they both have a chumra. Now, this is very problematic because there's a machlokus whether you are allowed to use this as a defia for a ride. Normally, a tzad hashavah, the point of a tzad hashavah is that the fact that we bring two unrelated things that are supposed to be connected to the halacha is a raya that there's a more elegant solution and that neither of these two things are important. So to say tzad chomor is just a more specific way of saying two separate chumras. In other words, in a tzad hashavah, there's two things that are essential. There's that one shouldn't be chomer than the other, an alima that we're trying to learn out. And there's also that they shouldn't be different. In other words, we shouldn't be able to identify a difference. So there's a machlokus whether tzad hashavah works by being doche, the difference, and saying that, okay, but these differences are insignificant because this difference doesn't appear in this case and that one doesn't appear in this case. So let's cancel that out. That's just noise. And we're stuck with the alima. But if we find that two things are chomer, not just different, then we could say maybe the fact that they share this is because this is a chumra and they are both chomer. So over here, you want to say it's Doka Shabbos. That's something that should apply to something that's more chomer. These two things are more chomer. So that's called tzat chomer. However, the Gemara usually follows the shita that tzat chomer lo parchina. We don't ask from a tzat chomer anyway, any more than we would from another difference. Therefore, Tosfos says over here, now he doesn't address the issue as well. It's mashma that he had a different gears in the Gemara. Tosfos says they share a tzad chomer, is not asking from tzad chomer, it's that they both have the tzad chomer. What is the tzad chomer? So he identifies it from another Gemara, where the Gemara says that Pesach and Tamid were both existed before the Torah was given. Because we find that they were told to bring the Eloys by Har Sinai even before and the carbon press was before the Torah. So now these have a specific chumra in that they exist prior to the giving of the Torah. So they must be more basic. Okay, but our Gemara reads that they have a tzad chomur. What is the tzad chomur? That on the one hand you have the Tamid is tadav kolo and the pesach is onish karas. But anyway, shar karbonas hatzibur emalo. But other karbonas, Tzibur wouldn't be Doecha Shabbos in Tumah, because Rachman Eilu Tassel Asher B'Moadech. Therefore, in Pinchas, we're told that all the Musafim are there for Shabbos. Because Rachman Eilatasel Hashem Amaladech and Hava Neshakra when it's Tzibur Moin Lachap. Okay, the Kabbalah Musaf, which are being brought as a Kapora for the Tzibur, I understand. Now, Kapora is a very general thing, it doesn't only mean the Korban Chatas. We know this brought the Kapora. In the sense that it's Meratzah between the Tzibur and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem have nothing to do with Rizu at all. The Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, they Moin Lachap, are Lahatir B'Nomer. They're only coming to be Matir Chodesh. So the Omer comes to be Matir Chodesh to us, Shtei HaLechem comes to be Matir Chodesh to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not a Kapora. So maybe name alone. So wait another day. I mean, what's the problem? So don't eat Dovah Shabbos. Don't eat Dovah Shabbos. From our Shalom, that even they are Dovah. Because Rachmana Omer v'shtei alechem lechudayim. Suppose it would only have said that v'vaydamer Moshe's Moadei Hashem and wouldn't have said Evo Tassu Hashem v'moadeicha. So Ava Minadra Omer v'shtei alechem dalime. Maybe Omer v'shtei alechem are more powerful because they serve a specific purpose in time. They're boy in lahatir. Ava hanachlo. The other korbanos are just standard korbanos. Maybe they're not deicha. Kamashmalon. Now. At this point, the Gemara held Sabru to the Kuliyama Tuma Dechuya Yitzir. We have to consider for a moment what happens when something is coming. Does that mean that the Torah has suspended the Dinim of Tuma and it's as if it's Tahor? Or does it mean that the Torah says, despite the fact that Tuma is a bad thing and that normally I wouldn't have accepted it in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Kedai to suffer with the Tuma in order that the Tzibur should be able to bring the carpet? The difference would be, first of all, I mean, there are many differences, but one difference would be whether you need the tzitz. In other words, the tzitz we know is meratza on karbonas that have something wrong with them. It turns out that it's only really meratza on what's wrong with tumah. But the tzitz is meratza on the karbon. So now, for a yochi where a karbon was brought to tumah, bidiyavet, the tzitz is meratza on the karbon. He doesn't have to bring the karbon again. Is that true of a tzibur? Is that tzibur, the only difference is that the tzibur is told that they can lechatchila bring tumah and rely on that tzitz. Or is it for the tzibur, it's that forget about tumah, forget about tzitz. There's no dinam of tumah on the tzibur bechlal. It would make nafkaminism whether it's essential that if it's possible that they should use people that are tahar and not bring it to tumah, things like that. Or what if there's no dinam of tumah, who cares? We might as well just go to town and bring everything to tumah. Now the Gemara held at this point that A, Tumah is only Tchuy in the Tzibur, in which case B, you're going to need a Tzitz to be Meratza on the carbon. Okay? And the reason we assume that is because the Lekha Tana Tshamet Lekha Tana Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur El Rabbi Yehuda. Because there's only one Tana that we ever found that said that Tumah was completely Hutra B'Tzibur and you don't have to worry about it, and that's Rabbi Yehuda. Because you see the Tanya, Tzitz Ben Sheyeshno Mitzcho Ben Sheyeshno Mitzcho Meratza Diva Rabbi Shimon. Tzitz is meratz of whether the Kohen wears it or he doesn't wear it. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. Odeo al mitzvah meratz. Inodeo al mitzvah ino meratz. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work unless the Kohen wears it. Amar Rabbi Shimon says that's ridiculous. Because Kohen Gadol, v'yom kippurim yochiyo. Sheino al mitzvah meratz. What's it in a Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, the Kohen can't wear a tzitz because he has to work only in the four begonim. So what happens if there's tumah on Yom Kippur? Would we ever hear that tumah is the apostles on Yom Kippur? It's also meratz. So you see, the tzitz is meratz without the Kohen wearing it. UED. So he tells him, no. Anach Yom Kippurim, shetumah hutra v'tzibur. You don't need the tzitz on Yom Kippur because that's a din in tzibur. Now, mechlal Rabbi Shimon sovra tumah tchuyim v'tzibur. Okay? So the only one that we find, we never found anyone else. We found lots of people who said tchuyim v'tzibur. We never found anyone except Rabbi Yehuda who said that it's hutra. So that's the reason we're making that assumption. That's assumption number one. Now, assumption number two is, d'vidikulei alma einat tzitz meratz alachilos. Assumption number two is this. There's two issues that we need to be concerned with. A, is whether the carbon is mechaper. And B, is once we've brought this carbon wrongly, the tumah, even though we had a right to do it, but the carbon required the tzitz, does the tzitz also allow us to eat the meat of the carbon or not? So our assumption is, no, the tzitz will not be meratza on the food. It's only meratza on the don. The truth is, we'll see that there's a third thing we have to worry about, because the tzitz can be meratza on the don, the tzitz can be meratza on the emurim, to bring up the fats on the mizbeach, and the tzitz can be meratza on the food that we're going to eat, the carne we're going to eat. There's three issues that need to be thought about. Right now, the Gemara forgot about the emurim. We're talking now, we're assuming that we're dealing only with the bus. So now, in our Mishnah, of course, what the Mishnah seems to be saying is quite clear, therefore. You can't eat the meat that is brought in a tzibur b'tumah. Why? Because A, tumah is only tuli b'tzibur, and therefore requires the tzitz, and B, the tzitz won't be maratz on the meat, the tzitz is only maratz on the dam, and therefore the Mishnah is telling us that you mustn't eat the meat after bringing the karma b'tumah. So everything makes a great deal of sense. And the reason we make the assumption that the tzitz is not maratz on the food is because the lekatan and the shamit le'gomer tzitz maratz alachim v'selu revliyezi. Because again, we find only one unusual shita who holds that the tzitz is maratz even on food. Tani Rabbi Yezer Omer, hatzitz maratz alachilos. Rabbi Yezer Omer, hatzitz maratz alachilos. So now, anyway, given all these assumptions, which certainly seem to be borne out by the lashon of the Mishnah, correct? So let us now consider whether the Mishnah could be going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because you remember Rabbi Yeshua's shita we had before. Rabbi Yeshua's shita is that if you don't have any bosser, you don't do a Zrikas Adam. Right? Now that's a problem, because over here we're going ahead, we're doing a Zrikas Adam, knowing full well that we're not going to be able to eat the bosser. The bosser's tummy. So therefore our mission seems to be going, not like Rabbi Yeshua. So this is not a question that eventually we're going to get to it. It's going to take us a little while to get to it. So name of Masnissim, the look of Rabbi Yeshua. What is Rabbi Yeshua? Now we will begin discussing Rabbi Yeshua. The time. Yasifta olotzecha ha-basr v'ha-dam. One pasuk says, make your olos, basr and dam. Oh, says Rabbi Yeshua, what do you mean basr and dam? I know what an ola is. Ela the pshat is the Torah is telling me. Imein dam, ein basar, and imein basar, ein dam. That they're interdependent. If you don't have any basr of yoyla, don't be zorik v'dam. So in other words, if you do the shmita, and you're mekabel the dam, and somebody tomei goes over and he touches the body of the animal, whoops, throw out the blood. Don't put it on the mizbeah. Because you don't have any basar to be zorik the dam. Ah, please, dam af b'shen basar. The dam is the ikur kapor of the carbon, so not coming if there's basar there. Shinamar v'dam zivachecha yishafech. Why doesn't Torah say, and pour out the dam? To tell me that there's dam even though there's no basar. Aye, so what did the Torah mean to say when it said, Umani Mekayim Vasizo L'Sechah Basar V'Adam? That's to teach me a very interesting halacha. Lomar Lecha Madam Bezrika Basar Bezrika. That you shouldn't lay down the basar on the Mizbeah, you have to throw the basar on the Mizbeah the way you throw the blood on the Mizbeah. Which teaches us, Havei Omer Lul Katan Yesh Ben Kevesh Mizbeah. That tells us that there must be some airspace between the Kevesh, which is the ramp that leads up to Mizbeah, and the Mizbeah, that I should throw the Basar over. Just like I do on Dam. Just like by Dam, it crosses airspace to get to the Mizbeah, so too here it has to cross airspace to get to the Mizbeah, because the Kevesh is part of the Mizbeah. Rabbi Yeshua Nami, Hakziv, Adam, Zivachecha, Yishafech. Wait a minute, Rabbi Yeshua. Look, Rabbi Eliezer is absolutely right. It says Adam, Zivachecha, Yishafech, without giving us any mention of Basar. Amalekha, what are you talking about, without giving a mention of Basar? On the contrary, it's a riot to me. Hakziv, Gabev, HaBasar, Be'achel. What do you think it says over there, and eat the meat? To tell me that you only Adam, Zivachecha, Yishafech, that's referring to Karmi Shlomi. You're only Zorek the Dam if there's basar to eat. No basar to eat, don't be Zorek the Dam. But Ani Tartik Roy Lomeli, so why would I need, according to me, why do I need these two Tzukim according to Rabbi Yeshua? Sure, Chad Bo'olah v'Chad B'Shlomi. I need to tell me, don't throw Dam if there's nothing for the Bailam to eat on a Shlomi. Don't throw Dam if there's no basar to bring on the Mizbeach on an Ola. And I need both of those things separately. But Tzirich Likas Rachman Ba'olah, I mean, Olu Dechamir Shekin Kalil. I might have thought, okay, the reason that the Torah doesn't want me to be Zarek Adam if I can't bring the oil up on the Mizbeach is, oh, look, it was very chashev, and the point of it is to be brought up as a kolil, complete sacrifice. If I can't do that, don't bother bringing the Adam. That's not a carbon that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. But when it comes to Shlomi, then Locha Mirei, no big deal. Who's going to eat the meat anyway? The Bailam. So the Bailam won't eat. As long as a Kodesh Baruch Hu gets the Adam on the Mizbeach, that's what's important. So Emolo, I would think maybe there the Torah is not mocking. Because Rav Menashe Shlomim, if the Torah would have only told me, don't throw the dam of a Shlomim unless the Bailam has Basar, Avaminad, Rabadis, Mushtachim, I would have said on the contrary. Shlomim is more, the reason the Torah is Makan and Shlomim is because the Torah is saying, look, the whole point of the Shlomim is that the Mizbeach gets some of it, the Bailam gets some of it. If that's not going to happen, don't bother bringing the Shlomim. That's the Chumra of Shlomim. I will only bless Mashtach. Look, it's coming up to Mizbeach. Anyway, so you'll put the dam in the Mizbeach. You'll forget the rest of it. Emolo. So therefore I would have thought that maybe there's no din of bringing up the dam even though there's no bus. Kamashmama. Rabbi Eliezer Nami Hakzi Basar Teakel.
Well, problem is, according to Eliezer, what does he do with the fact that the Torah mentions by Shlomim after it says V'dam Zavachecha Yishafeh? It also says Avasat Ha'akev. Malacha, Ubiboy Leishena Bosumut Abakilashi Zarekadam. That comes from Shlomi Yakinich. That I might have thought that you can eat Basar without the Zrika. In other words, do the Shlita, do the Kabbalah, and then eat the Basar. Kamashlon, that the Dam is the thing that's matin Basar Bakhi. Oh, indeed. Well, that's rather important, isn't it? So, Yachim, Kula, Lahaf, Yudhiyas, Dam, Afapishain, Basham, Basar, Minolan. Wait a second. If Rebbe Eliezer, if you're made that it says, Baha Basar Yachel, by Dam, Zvakachin, Yishafeh, for a purpose, a very important purpose, to tell me Dam is matin Basar, how do you know that you have a right to learn out from it to be Zorik Dam even if there's no Basar? Maybe on the contrary. Maybe that's the whole point. Because in Cain, Nichta Brahmana Vasarte Akhava Hadar Dams of Akha Yishafet. Why does it say over here? The first part begins with Basar and then Dam. So why does it say over here Dams of Akha and then say and Vabasarte Akhav? Maishna the Akhtane, the Dams of Akha. So that teaches me also. Shmamina Dam without Basar. Dams of Akha Yishafet. Now, if there's Basar, Vabasarte Akhav. You tell me that Dam Alpha Bishain Basar, and furthermore, Shema Mina Shain, Abbasar Mutrabachil Archi Yisraka Dam. And how does Rabbi Yeshua know that? Since he says, on the contrary, this Basak is coming to tell me that even by a Korban Shlomim, the Dam is only brought if there's Basar. So how does he know that the Dam is Matir the Basar Bachila? He says, Kavachomer. We had before, remember, the din, that if there are emurim on the carbon, then if they're not brought, they're ma'akim, right? But if there's no emurim, they're not ma'akim. So dam, ki lesa ma'akim, if there's no dam, it's certainly ma'akim the carbon. So ki yisei lokoshke ne ma'akim, so certainly the dam is going to be ma'akim if it's there, then you have to be zorek the dam. So that's, it's obvious. But that's the thing that makes the carbon a carbon. And therefore, so we had before, by emurim, you're not allowed to eat the basar if there are emurim, remember? If there's no emurim, is it? If the emurim are lost, and so on and so forth, then the kohanim are allowed to eat even though there's no emurim. But dam, which is certainly a matir, you're not allowed to eat if you're not marked with the dam. If you're not allowed to eat without being marked with the emurim first, of course, you're not allowed to eat without the zrikas of dam. Rebbe Eliezer. So why does Rebbe Eliezer say that that's what the pasuk that comes to tell me if it's so obvious? He says, Rebbe Eliezer, you're right, it is obvious. But we have a kalal that the fact that something is obvious is no reason for it not to be written. Because a kal v'chomer is a mida, and a pasuk is a pasuk. So the Torah will often tell us a pasuk. Well, we could have learned that in the mida. Why not? Rabbi Yeshua. It's a different thing. A mida is not the same thing as a pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua. Kol hecha, the eagle, a midr tashim. That's true. We all agree to that. The only thing is that where you can derive something from it, your first assumption has to be that it's for the derivation and not just to tell me something that I would have known otherwise in the meeting. Therefore, I say that I learned from it over here, the halacha, that you bring the dam even though there's no, you don't bring the dam unless there's bus. Now, getting back to the question, so hashtag, now that you know what Rabbi Yeshua holds, okay, let's get to the question. The question is, Leo Matzis and Lok Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah can't be following Rabbi Yeshua because Kiva Diyam Rabbi Natar. Rabbi Yeshua holds that you need two things. You need the dam and the bus. According to him, you can never bring a carbon betuma if it's a type of carbon that needs to be eaten. Because he says imein basar. Is there basar? Basar's tummy. Can you eat that basar? No, the tzitz is not maratz. It's only maratz. That's where our assumption. Tzitz is not maratz. And the Mishnah, after all, said you don't eat the basar. So if you don't eat the basar, how can you bring the carbon anyway? So apparently our Mishnah clearly holds that you bring dam even though there's no basar. No, it's a Rabbi Yeshua. Of course it'll be going like Rabbi Yeshua. Because Sabar Rabbi Yeshua tzitz maratza al ha'olin. Remember that Rabbi Yeshua only makes the dam and basar interdependent if the emurim don't exist. In other words, there's three components over here. We have the matir, which is the dam. And then we have two aspects that are nita. We have the emurim, which is the heter for the mizbeach. We have the basar, which is the heter for the bion or for the kohen. Rabbi Yeshua never held that you can't be zorek adam without basar. Rabbi Yeshua held you can't be zorek adam without being mat or something with adam. If I have a murim to bring up on the mizbeach, I can also be zorek adam. So if the tzitz is maratza on the part that goes up, ala olim, on the part that goes up on his back, that would be sufficient reason, according to Rabbi Yeshua, to bring the carbon. You would not gain the bus. Since in the cases mentioned in the Mishnah, all of that emurim, all of those things have emurim, at least we think so at this moment. We'll think about it a little further, we'll see that they don't. But assuming that they all have emurim, then the reason that the Mishnah is saying to bring the carbon to the tomb is because we're matzah emurim for the mizbeach, it's as maratza, even though tuma is only tliya b'tzibur, and everything is a-okay, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, because the dam is being matzah emurim. Forget about the pasuk, which is what the Mishnah says throughout the pasuk. Burn the pasuk.
Why did the emurim need a matzah?
That's the thing. Why does the pasuk need a matzah?
Because it needs to take out a piece of
kosher. So here's it. It's on the way from the mizbeach until dawn. That's a classic heter of the mizbeach. So, it's very nice. Some of the cases in the Mishnah, yes, Zifrei Shamin Tzibur, Sorei Rosh Chodesh, that's fine. What are you going to do about the Omer and the Shtei Alechem? The Omer and the Shtei Alechem, they don't have Omer. Because the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, the Shtei Alechem, nothing goes on in the Mizbeach at all. The Omer only has the Kmitza. But the Kmitza is not Omer, the Kmitza is Dan, for all intents and purposes, because the Kmitza is the Matzah. So I take the Kometz on the Mincha as the equivalent of Dan on a Zeba. So if I put the Kometz on the Mizbeach, what was I Matzah? I was matir the achila of the omer, but it's just a maratzan achila, baby. So what are you bringing the kmitza for then? If you're not going to bring dam where there's no basar, you're not going to bring kmitza where there's no shirayim either. It's the same exact relationship. You're back to where you started from. Right. Won't help either. It shouldn't help there either, except that there's other things that are mutter, the basar, the emurim themselves. And now what are you going to do? So my achila. You know what? Rabbi Yeshua did not make the comparison of parts of Menachas to parts of Zvachim. In other words, in terms of the relationship of Matir v'Nitir, it's all very nice. But the specific din that if you don't have a Nitir, you don't have a Matir, is too general. All the Torah says is name Basar ain't Dan. It doesn't say Imein Nitir ain't Matir. So therefore, when it comes to Menachas, I don't make that assumption. If there's a din of Kmitza, I'll put the Kmitza on the Mizbeach without anything to be matir, that needs to be matir. Fine. Correct the Gemara, is that so? Menachas lo ama, v'tznan nitmu shiareha, avdu shiareha, that if the shirayim of a mincha become tame or lost, kimidat Rebbe Eliezer k'shera, kimidat Rebbe Yeshua k'sula. According to Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that you don't need a nitter for a matir, fine, so you can do the kovetz and everything is fine. But according to Rebbe Yeshua, it's bad news. It's possible. So that's referring to Menachas. You can't get any clearer than that. Sure you could. Rebbe Yeshua never said it, did he? All it said over there in the Mishnah is, if you hold of Rebbe Yeshua's approach, that doesn't mean Rebbe Yeshua holds Rebbe Yeshua's approach. Maybe Rebbe Yeshua only holds this approach when it comes to Tanya. But here's the Tanya is saying, if you take Rabbi Yeshua's approach and you universalize it to include Menachas, so then this would be the Allah. So it's Kemidas below Kemidas. It's Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua to be not Tarte, but it's low Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua personally. Deal Rabbi Yeshua bizvachim amar b'menachas lo'amar. Vilo haitana savara filo b'menachas. Oh, come on. Umanu haitana. Maybe you could identify this Tanya. Dekoy Kabasi, he just happens to agree with Rabbi Yeshua, except he's Machner Tveimine. Never heard of such a Tana. Does he have a name? Besides, how can you even try to get away with such a thing? Divir Rabbi Yeshua of Zvachim, Ubim Menachas. I know for a fact that he said it both by Zvachim and Menachas. Where? Divir Rabbi Yeshua of Zvachim, Shoyom Adam, Afabishain, Shom Basar. Divir Rabbi Yeshua of Zvachim, Shoyom Im Ein Dam, Ein Basar. Im Ein Basar, Ein Dam. Divir Rabbi Yeshua. And b'menachas shayomer kometz afa b'shein shirayim, and that's dirat Yeshua. That's b'menachas shayomer kometz and shirayim and shirayim and kometz. So what do you want? That Rabbi Yeshua himself says that. So forget that one. Clearly Rabbi Yeshua holds that there is the same halacha of nitur matir relationship by menachas. And therefore, even if you say that the Mishnah is referring to olim and that tzitzis maratz on olim, it's not going to help. Because there are no Olim on the Omer. So therefore, we're back to our question. The Mishnah is Shalok Rabbi Yehoshua. Now what are you going to do? Okay, we'll have to say that our assumption was wrong. Kasav Rabbi Yehoshua, Tzitz Meratza, Ala Olim, Ve'ala Lachim. Maybe according to Rabbi Yehoshua, that Tzitz would be Meratza. So wait a second. So then the Archaeum, my community, is Rabbi Yehoshua of Zilla. The Mishnah said that we brought from Anokas that if you lose the Shirayim, or Nidmu the Shirayim, that's what you said. Nidmu the Shirayim is Psula. What means Psula? I thought you just said that the Tzitz is Maratza Lachilos. If the Tzitz is Maratza Lachilos, that means that it Nidmu is still there, and it's still kosher. So why is it possible, according to Rabbi Yehoshua?
Why
Because that we haven't dealt with lechatchila b'riyavik yet. You may not be allowed to eat it, even though it's edible. So then, why is it taking me as Rabbi Yeshua Psula? Well, that's going avod vasor. That's only if it's lost or if it's burnt. And then you're possible the minhag. But if it would be tamei, and if you're not, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that it's maratza, the minhag is kosher. Oh, come on. So then, nitma. Why did it mention nitma b'klal? Lama. Rebbe Eliezer. Did it mention Nitma to tell me that according to Rebbe Eliezer, Nitma is kosher? Obviously it's kosher. If Rebbe Eliezer holds, Hashki Yishlomar Ovid Nesar Pelesma Masha Rebbe Eliezer, if Rebbe Eliezer holds that if something is burned up or it's lost, that it doesn't even exist, and nonetheless, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that the Komets is Masha the Minka, so then Nitma, the Yisei, Yibod, Kosheke, if something is Nitma, where it exists, obviously Rebbe Eliezer would hold that the Minka is kosher. So why would we even bother mentioning Nitma? Ela Pshita Rebbe Yehoshua? It must be the whole Chiddush of Nitma. It's only according to Rebbe Yehoshua. Even though it exists, nonetheless, Katani Tzula, it's to teach me that according to Rebbe Yehoshua, the Minka is possible, despite the fact that it exists, which proves conclusively that the Tzitz is not Maratz Alachilas, and now we're back where we started from. The Mishnah can't be going according to Rebbe Yehoshua. The Yod, besides, the very surprise, the Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, calls Vachon Shabbatar, Bein Shinitma Basar, V'chelev Kayam, or Bein Shinitma Chelev V'Basar Kayam, Zorek Es Adam, Avon Nitmu Utar Vayulo, if both the Chelev and the Dam become Tomei, then you can't be Zorek the Dam. Now, that completely shrugs up what we've said until now, because that means that Tzitz is not Maratz and Enki, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because you were talking about Tamei. And he's saying if a Murim and a Basar both Tamei, there's no Zrika. I thought if the Tzitz is Maratz ala Olim, there's Zrika, right? So obviously, Rabbi Eliezer, Amma, because Rabbi Yeshua, Eina Tzitz Maratz lo ala Olim, velo ala Olim. And therefore, you have neither a Murim to be Matir, nor Basar to be Matir, and therefore you can't be Zrika. So there's no way you're going to get our Mishnah to work out. At least until now, we thought that the part of the Mishnah that refers to the Zvokim, the Sirei Rosh HaKadosh, and the Zifei Shamit Zibur, we thought that could work out like Rabbi Yeshua, because the Tzitz would be Maratz Al Olin. But now, from the Brice, it's clear that according to Rabbi Yeshua, even that won't work out, because the Tzitz isn't Maratz Al Olin. So now the Mishnah is saying, bring Dam, even though there's no Olim, and even though there's no Basar. Rabbi Yeshua, all you can't do that. So forget it. Well, no, not forget it. The young Rabbi Yeshua, it could certainly be Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah of the Lakasha. Kan lechatchila, kan diavad. Kan Rabbi Yeshua lechatchila. All that Rabbi Yeshua was saying is that lechatchila is possible. But diavad, lo. If the mice, you go ahead and you bring it, so then the carbon is kosher. When you now came in the Shani of the Rabbi Yeshua ben lechatchila the diavad, and where do we know that there's such a distinction? The Tanya. Nitma basaro shenitzal osh yatzaf utzekelayim Rebbe Eliezer omer yizarei Rebbe Yeshua omer lo yizarei but moda Rebbe Yeshua she'im zarak wurtza Rebbe Yeshua is moda that if l'maisek is broad it's wurtza. Yeah, but I'm sorry, that's not an explanation for the Mishnah for two reasons. Choda psula diavad mashu. Number one, the word psula that we said before, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, psula isn't something that you say in the chapila. Psula means it's possible. That's number one. And even if you try to tell me, well, maybe psula means it's possible to be brought with chapila. But the Mishnah, what are you talking about in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, chamisha dvarim bo'im. Now what does that mean? B'yevet? That's what chapila mashma. You bring these korbanos tzibur lechatchila, even though there's no emurim, because it's tzitzam ratz alol, and the prohibition, even though there's no basa. So how are you trying to tell me the Mishnah's going to the evidence? The craziest thing I ever heard. The Mishnah's saying what to do. So it's not. It can't be going like Rabbi Yeshua. Hello, gosh. Okay, you're right. But it can still be going like Rabbi Yeshua. You know why? Can be yochid, can be tzibur. By yochid, enofinami lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it. So it's possible. But by the tzibur, But Rabbi Yehoshua was mori for Bar Yochid. He mizorach urza, but he had it. By a tzibur, you can even do a lechatchila. Why are you allowed to do a lechatchila? And this is my focus, Rashi does. Rashi learns you're allowed to do a lechatchila by the tzibur because, obviously, the only choice we have is that tuma is hotra b'tzibur, not tuya b'tzibur. As if it's tuya b'tzibur, and you're doing something wrong. So why would we do it? Must be that what the Gemara essentially is saying is that, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, tuma is hutra b'tzibur, and therefore you can do it even lechatchila, even though there's no ritzui tzibur. You don't need ritzui tzibur, because it's hutra. Now, that doesn't make much sense, because before, when we wanted to change our original assumption, we said, Ella must be that Rabbi Yehoshua holds a tzitzis maratza, not here, right? So that's what we should have said now. We should have said, well, our assumptions were wrong. The Mishnah is really going on the assumption that tuma is hutra b'tzibur, not tuya b'tzibur. But the Gemara doesn't say that. It's mashma, the assumption stands. Therefore, says Tosfos, is a completely different approach, and it's a very big change. Tosfos says that be'emes the nafkamina between the lechatchila and b'di'avet, even for a yochid, is only drabonah. In other words, the ritzui tzitz, even though that's only a b'di'avet halacha, is lemaisa matir lechatchila in bringing the korban. Ah, you'll say, then what's nafkamina between tzibur and a yochid? Right? In other words, the whole time we're saying tuma is tchuya b'tzibur. But now, according to me, I'm saying now that tuma is even tchuya b'yochid. It's only a derabbanan that is saying that lechatchila you shouldn't do it. Right? So ask Tosfos on himself, so what am I talking about? The whole world knows that tuma is only tchuya b'tzibur. That we rely on the ritzui tzitz to go ahead and to do it lechatchila only b'tzibur, not b'yochid. According to me, afilu b'yochid, you rely on it lechatchila, except the rabbanan has it. So do you mean to tell me the bit of tuma tchuya b'tzibur is only a drabonin? That's absurd. We learned that out of the pasuk of the Bemoel. So what am I saying? Says Tosfos, I'm saying the difference is where you have tumas haguf. By tumas haguf, the kohen is tam. The din of the tzitz maratza is talking about where the korban is tam. That's enochinavi. That's exactly the same by the yochid and by the tzibur. That's the din of ritzui tzitz. And that's a lechatchila, the tzitz maratza. And tuma is tchuya if the korban is tam, even by yochid. But the Kalani Tamein, that's a psul in the Aveda. That has nothing to do with Tuma. That's a psul in the Aveda. Kohen Tamei is not kosher, just like a czar who's over it. It's not kosher. That halakha is dafka true by Tzibur. But the Mardo, I feel, but Tuma means the Mardo, even with a Kohanim or Tamei, that's true by Tzibur. By Yochid, even with the Aveda, it's not. There's no bitzitzit on that at all. That's okay. A completely new approach to the whole issue of Tchia B'Tzibur, according to Tosfos. But anyway, just to summarize once again. So now we have a Mishnah which could be going, even though the Mishnah is saying to be Zorek Dam, even though there's not going to be any Afilas Basar. The truth is we don't really have any problem over here according to Rabbi Yehoshua, because even if Rabbi Yehoshua would hold that the Yemurim would not be brought under such circumstances, and therefore there should be no Zrika either, that's only said by a Yachid, but by a Tzibur the whole thing doesn't even apply. Either because, as Rashi explains, it doesn't apply since Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibur, no matter you're not doing anything wrong, or, according to Tosfos, it doesn't apply because you're dealing over here with not Hutra B'Tzibur, but rather with a Lechatchila anyway, even if it would have been a Yochid. It was only an Issa D'Rabbanan anyway when Rabbi Yehoshua said it's possible. And he was only being Masmifit on the Psukim that he shouldn't do it. But Lamar said the same way, if it's done, it's Mutra, that means we never find in the Torah that Afkamina here, the Midiraisa, that it should be Lechatchila Osir, but only words of the Yehoshua. So the Mela, that's over here, that it's the Rabbanan certainly not going to Osir it if it's required for the Tzibur, and anyway it was kosher, even without the Yehoshua. That's that. Is good. A lot of very, very interesting.